Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our series of Shiurim and the Sig of Im Arav and Simcha B'Simcha. This is the fourth Shiur. In the first three Shiurim, we presented a slew of kashas, just piles of kashas, on this Sugya. And now, our tafkid is none other than to begin the Mahalach, to answer the kashas and to see new light in this incredible Sugya. Based on the Torah of Moreinu Rabbeinu Moreinenu, the Shema Lezichro Tavis Nefesh, Hagon Reb David Zetzal. As nira kach, Bi'ikar adin shel ein ma'arvin simcha b'simcha, shemishum kach ein noisim memoyet, we have this din of ein ma'arvin simcha b'simcha, and therefore, one is not allowed to get married during the moed. Rashi says, because we require we're required only to be joyous with the simcha of the moed and not with the simcha of our wife. So to the Nemuka Yosef, who writes, one is not going to be properly happy with each one individually. Can't be focused on the simcha of your wife if you're focused on the simcha of the moed and vice versa. So to the Meiri, who writes, Shehu mishum shalotei ha'achas mitzma'etis b'chaverta, one cannot, should not be minimized by its fellow, the other simcha. Each simcha is going to minimize the other simcha. Aval l'chora, eino muvan klal, sh'arei din simchat ha'moed mevo'ar b'psachim, b'daf kuftet, sh'kiyumo etzel anashim hu b'vesar v'yayin, v'etzel noshim b'bigdei tzivoinim. We know that the kiyum of mitzvah simchas hamoed, as we see in Psachim 109a, is as far as men are concerned. What do men like? Men like food, meat and wine. For simchas yamta, for the men, it's meat and wine. For the women, not that women don't enjoy eating, but women feel especially happy when they have bigdei tzivoinim, when they have new clothing. Jewelry, like the Rambam says, Hilchos Yom Tov 6:18. So a woman has to be bejeweled and wearing new garments, and the man has to have his food, and they're happy. And what about ketanim? What are you going to do to make the ketanim happy? Kloyos ve'goizim. You're going to give the ketanim their nuts. And there are snacks, and when they get their snacks, the ketanim are going to be happy. So, im mitkayem din ha-simcha idei bosor v'yayin, o bigdei tzivoinim, o kloyos ve'goizim, af al pi she'eino klal simcha mechamat yom tov, lama yi efshar lekayem et ha-simcha idei nisuin, u b'may gora nisur mehanu. Wait a second. If the din simchas miska is fulfilled through basal yayin, clothing, snacks for the children, even though that's not simcha machmas yamtif, you're happy in the yamtif? No. She's happy. She has a beautiful new outfit. She bought a new bracelet to match her new necklace. And he's sitting there with a plate filled with delicious edibles. We know we have these Pesach vacation programs, and we're talking endless amounts of food, Baruch Hashem. And he didn't have food to eat. Many of those Jews, who most of them whose plates are filled with food, are related to Holocaust survivors. Didn't have food. What people have in one plate, they didn't have in the Holocaust in a month. Baruch Hashem, Hashem has given us such a bracha, but that's not Simcha Machmas Hayom Tov. That's simcha machmas ha-food, machmas ha-clothing. So, if that works for simcha, if the food works to make you samech, if that's a kiyum of simcha siyantiv, if clothing is a kiyum of simcha siyantiv, so why isn't marriage a kiyum of simcha siyantiv? Lami yoshala kemet ha-simcha yidei nisuin. Lami gora nisuin, why is nisuin any less? V'ulai, it could be that this was what was bothering Tosfos, on 8b, Dibor Maschil Lefi, who write that the Gzeiras HaKosov of from the Pasuk by Shlomo HaMelech, that it says 7 days of the Chanukas HaBayis and 7 days of Sukkos, is Gzeiras HaKosov, that's why Ein Marvin Simcha B'Simcha. B'tam Nira Ktsas, the Kamosha Ein Osim Mitzvos Chavilos Chavilos, the Be'inan She'elibo Poni Le Mitzvah Achas V'lo Yifna Atzmo Himena, V'chein Simcha B'Simcha Elibo Poni B'Simcha. Tosa says it's maybe it's like Ein Osim Mitzvos Chavilos Chavilos, that you're not allowed to pile up your mitzvahs, you're not allowed to have a chavil of mitzvahs to be. Do two mitzvahs in one shot. So, for example, if one is benching at a Suda Sheva Brachas, there should be two different kosas. You shouldn't make the brachas on the kos that you made the brachas hamazon on. Because, and if you do such a maisa, you're going to make birchas hamazon on a kos, and birchas sheva ala kos, sheva brachas ala kos, in the same kos. So therefore, you're using the same kos for two mitzvahs. That's mitzvahs chavilas chavilas. Ein mashkin shtei sotzot ka'achas, ein mitaren shnei mitzorayim ka'achas. Ein rotzim shnei avodim ka'achas. Ein orfim shtei agalos ka'achas. Ein osin mitzvos chavilos chavilos. Kayadua kamefursim. If you want more about that, you can see the Talmudic Encyclopedia. So that's maybe the idea behind, says Tosfos, the idea behind Ein ma'arvin simcha b'simcha. You're not allowed to do mitzvos chavilos chavilos because you have to be focused on one mitzvah. You want to be focused on your mitzvah. And not on the other mitzvah. So you have to be able to be focused on your simcha. Just like you have to be able to be focused on your mitzvah. And therefore, ein osin mitzvahs chavilos chavilos. You're not allowed to do with one maisa, you're not allowed to do two mitzvahs. When it comes to one kos, for a kos for sheva brachas and for birchas hamazon, that's not one pe'ula. The different hagdaras, exactly what is included in main nusach chavilos chavilos and what is not. We see Akopana from the Mishnah, you're doing one Maisa and you're killing two birds with one stone, so to speak. So, and what's the problem with that? The problem is you're not focused on one mitzvah. You're focused on two things at the same time. You're not focused. So too, if you're Ma'ariv Simcha B'Simcha, your lev isn't going to be Panay B'Simcha. You're not going to be focused on your Simcha, on each Simcha individually. It's going to be a mixture. You know, this is such a beautiful message for today, where there's such a lack of focus in the world. People are so not present in the moment that the Torah wants us, Chazal wants us to be present, be focused on the simcha that you have to focus on, and don't focus on two simchas at once. So that's Tosfos. Now, l'chora, we have to understand Tosfos, because first Tosfos says it's Gzeiras HaKosov, from the Pasuk regarding Shlomo, that Ein Ma'arvin Simcha B'Simcha, that he made sure that the Chanukas Habayis wasn't at the same time as Sukkos. And then Tosfos looked for a reason, and they said, yeah, maybe it's like Ein Motzim Mitzvos Chavilos Chavilos. You have to separate between the two. And therefore you have to be focused on the rites on each Simcha individually. This is discussed in the Mara HaPonim and the Yerushalmi, there in Halacha Zayin. And it could be that this was bothering Tosfos. Ma gora mitzvah simchas nesuin, if the simcha of eating good food works for Simchas Yamtiv, if the simcha of wearing new clothing works for Simchas Yamtiv, if the simcha of new jewelry works for Simchas Yamtiv, why doesn't the mitzvah of getting married work for Simchas Yamtiv? That's a gevaldika simcha. How is your Yamtiv? Are you kidding? Azoyin Azalech says, Haya mashu ma'od ma'od miyuchad. I got married. I got married. Isn't that a simcha? Wow. So why doesn't that work? You can't get married in the Moed because of Ein Ma'arvin Simcha b'Simcha. But why is that any different than the other types of Simchas? The reason is because you can't make mitzvahs into chavilas. You can't make mitzvahs into bundles. You can't bundle them up together. So, Tosis' answer is, you're not allowed to be, that's what Tosis says, you have to be focused on one simcha, not the other, when it's talking about a mitzvah. That's why he says, Einos in mitzvahs chavilas chavilas. Your lev has to be pony for this mitzvah. So, memela, when it comes to getting married, also getting married is a mitzvah. And Simchas Yamtiv is a mitzvah, Ein Ma'arvin Simcha b'Simcha, like Ein Otzin Mitzvahs Chavilas Chavilas. And it doesn't bother us, the food and the clothing, because that's a Dvar Rishus. There you don't have a problem of Mitzvahs Chavilas Chavilas and Ein Ma'arvin Simcha b'Simcha. Only when it comes to two mitzvahs. Aval im kacha tamua, she'ech mutar, laset be'erev moed. We learned in the previous shiurim that when it's permitted, we get married on the Erev HaMoed. Because the Ikar Simcha is the first day. והרי לדבריהם הנידונו על המצווה של שמחה שישנה בכל הזין יומים של הנישואין שאינו עושים עושה חבילס חבילס עם מצווה אחרס. No, according to Tosis, the issue is the mitzvah of simcha, the din of simcha. The din of simcha is all 7 days. So why then is it permitted to get married in Erev Yomtif such that the joy is going to continue of the marriage into Yomtif? It's going to spill over into Yomtif. And also, we have to understand what Tosis discusses there in Dibur Maslim Ibn Eilig Abbe Sudas Mila. Pidgin Aben is in Mutter on the Moed. Vehechan Yashna Mitzvat Simcha. Bahem Shenomar. Sheesh Kan Eruf Simcha Besimcha Mitzat Shevsteas Machot. Havale Mitzvahs Chavilas Chavilas. Where's the Simcha in the Mila in the Pidgin Aben that it's going to create an Ein Marvin Simcha Besimcha problem? Because if Einos and Mitzvah Chavilas Chavilas, where's the Mitzvah Simcha? Where's the Mitzvah Simcha by Milan Pidgin Aben? And parenthetically, it's very schwer what the Ritva writes in Moed Kadin, that according to the Manti Amar, that the Isser is because of Ein Ma'arv and Simcha B'Simcha, you're not allowed to make two Mishtos. You're now allowed to make two bris milah suitas together. In other words, a seuda for two bris milahs. A seuda for two bris milahs for as one, and as two bichin abans for one. In other words, a seudas of milah and pidgin aben is one. You're now allowed to mix. In other words, you have a milah and you have a pidgin aben. And you're now allowed to make one suda for both. Only two milos is okay. Then you're allowed to make one suda. Two pidgin abens, because it's from one min. But in other words, the Ritva here is understanding that it's an ein ma'arvin simcha, that there's simcha here. What's the simcha? That you say ein ma'arvin simcha b'simcha. A suda's mil and a suda's pidgin aben. Don't make one for both. But what's the simcha? So that's a tzarechi and gadol on the Ritva. So that's the end of the parentheses. Anyway, we're back to the question of where's the mitzvah simcha, the gabay pidgin aben and mila, is it mutter on the moed? Is it mutter on the moed? Why is it ein ma'arvin simcha b'simcha? Where's the simcha? So it must be that it's not mitzad the din simcha, it's mitzad the mitzias of simcha. And because by suit of bris mila and suit of pidgin aben, you have a mitzias of simcha. And Memela, and Memela, That's going to shter your Simchas Yontif. That's why Tosfos says a shayla about a suda of bris milah and a suda of pidyon haben. But if that's true, it has nothing to do with chavilas of mitzvahs. Chavilas of mitzvahs is where there's a mitzvah. There are two mitzvahs here. Here there's no mitzvah simcha. So Tosfos wanted to say that it's an enos and mitzvahs chavilas issue by Marv and Simcha v'Simcha, because you're piling up mitzvahs, you're bundling up mitzvahs, but there's no mitzvah simcha by bris milah and pidyon haben. So why would it be a problem to make a sudas milah and sudas pidyon haben on the moed? So we have to say that be'emes, so that's a tzarichiyah. We have to say that be'emes, basar v'yayin v'chadoyme, are not the siba l'simcha b'hem. Shema irkam liyot davar shesmechim bo. What's the value of basar and yayin that you're going to be happy? You're happy because you're happy? Oh, I'm such a happy person today. Well, why are you so happy? Oh, I'm so happy because I ate a hot dog. Oh, now I understand. You're happy because you ate a hot dog. And why are you happy? Are you kidding? I'm happy I had half a bottle of wine. So that's not it. That's a reason to be happy for a yid. I mean, this is beneath us. So what's the pshat? The pshat is sheyesh l'chayei ha'adam kama sibot v'kamat la'ot v'tzarot. Every human being, I always say every human being has lots of tzaras. V'shigrat ha'chayim ha'me'akvim simcha gam kishe mitzad atzmom t'chayev l'shiyismach. We know that the daily grind of life sometimes prevents us from being b'simcha. Even though we should be happy, but l'maisa we're not. U'me'achamasa ma'ino samech b'asher eino tov lev. And because of them, because of these tzaras that people have, who doesn't have something with their health, their physical health, their emotional health, or family members' physical and or emotional health, financial issues, geopolitical issues, wars just broke out. We've already been at war in Israel for 75 and a half years, but a particular war we have with the Hamas the last 6 months, and then Viter, or 5.5 months, and now Viter with Iran, who just attacked last night. So that can also cause one to be unhappy. And Shalom Bayis issues, raising children issues, work issues, communal issues. Whatever Rabbi say, the list starts, but it doesn't end. So things in life stop us from being happy. He doesn't have tov lev, right? The mitzvah of lechiva and yantiv is v'samech v'tov lev. Rambam in Hilchos Yantiv 6:17. And u'baser v'yayin v'chadoyme b'teilim me'akvim elu v'nase tov lev. Through baser and yayin, these me'akvim are mizbatel. In other words, they make him forget his, they allow him to l'shtachrer, did they say in modern Hebrew? To let free, shachrer, let loose, let go. They allow him to let go and be tov lev, and have this joyous heart. V'shuv memeli yashnabo at ha-simcha ba mitzad metzius ha-yomim, sheshmam heim yom tov. And memela, he's going to be happy because of what? Because of the days. In other words, the basar v'yayin and the klayos v'agozim and the begadim are vehicles to enable one to not feel the daily tzaras of the daily life. And memela, he's going to feel the yom tov. The Rambam writes in Perek Rishon, Hilchos Shvi'is Yom Tov 1:1, Sheshes yamim ha'elu, she'asron ha'kasav ba'asiyas malacha, shein rishon v'shvi'i shel pesach, v'rishon v'shmini shel chag ha'sukkos, u'v'yom chag ha'shavuos, u'v'echad l'chodesh ha'shvi'i, hen nekraim yomim tovim. These are called yom, these are good days. So in other words, you want to connect to the good days. You want to be tov lev to connect to the yomim tovim. So how do you do that? You do that by drinking, eating, having a good time. And memela, you could now rejoice in the yantif. Then yom shetovu, umemela yeshna simchavo. This is a good day. And memela, you're going to be happy. And therefore, even though the yesod ha-mitzvah is the etzem ha-simcha of yamtif, but the maisa ha-mitzvah that's mischayev to do, that you're required to do, from what it says, v'samachti b'chagecha, is to do maisim that are going to bring him to be tov leif, to have a good heart, to be in a good mood. And then memela, he's going to be happy because of the simchas hayom. And what's the vehicle? What's the means? The basar v'yayin, the begadim, the tachshitim, the klaus ve'gozim. V'chiyuv ma'isa mitzvi l'havi l'idei tachlis kiyom ha'mitzvah shi ha'simcha d'yomtif. Sh'tehebo machmas hayom d'yomtif. And ultimately, you're going to come to the simchas hayom of yomtif. So again, back to our Tosis that we were discussing. Tosis is l'chora bothered. If Basar V'yayin works too for Simchas Yamtif, then what's wrong with marriage? Why shouldn't marriage work? So Tosis' teretz was that there's a difference. The difference is that the Basar V'yayin is Rishus. So that's not the conflicting with Simchas Yamtif. Whereas marriage is a mitzvah, that's conflicting, that's mitzvahs chavilas chavilas. But then we had a problem of how you're allowed to get married in Erev Yomtiv. And there's also going to be a conflict because you're going to be happy all 7 days. And we also had a problem with Sudas Mil and Pidyon HaBen, that Tosis discusses the Mutter and the Moed. Either there's no Simcha, there's no simchas mitzvah, there's no mitzvah to be samech at a meal and pidyon haben. So it must be that it's mitzad the etzem ha-simcha, not mitzad ha-mitzvah. And then if it's mitzad etzem ha-mitzvah, etzem ha-simcha, not the mitzvah, then how do you talk about chavilas chavilas? But Akoponim, we see that Tosis was bothered l'chor by this issue. So in order to answer this kasha of if it works with basar v'yayin, why doesn't it work with marriage? The answer is that basar v'yayin aren't the reason you're being happy. Basar and yayin aren't the reason you're being happy. Basar and yayin are just freeing you from the daily worries in order to be happy with your yamtif. And Amir Tzashem, we're going to get to why Nisu and his Aser on Yantif. But anyway, that's the Yisod of Basar V'yayin and Klayus Ve'gozim and Begadim and Tachshitim. The Yisod is that we have the daily troubles that we all experience. And in order to make one feel better, put one in a good mood, so to speak, Tov Lev, so you can enjoy the Yom Tov, you have meat and wine, and then Memele, you're happy with the Simcha. That frees you to be happy with the simcha, the basar and the yayin. You know what it's like? It's like you're at a wedding. So a wedding doesn't have to have food. It costs a lot of money. You know, one night is a few hours. And nobody's walking in there really hungry. Baruch Hashem, our cabinets, most of us are filled to the brim. And there are fridges and freezers. And some people have two fridges and two freezers. So it's not for lack of food. So you go to a wedding, why do they have to serve you food? It's expensive enough as it is. So the answer is that it just puts people in a better mood. And when they're in a better mood, they have mesameh chosin v'kala better. And it's just a happier of atmosphere. So the ikar is not the food. I hope you're not coming back from a chasin and saying, the food, psh, how is the simcha there with the chosin, the kala? How did they look? How did they feel? Do you speak to them? What chosin and kala? I got a free meal. Nah, the purpose of the food is to enhance the chasin, the simchas chasin v'kala. See, also the job of the food and yamtif is to enable us to enjoy the simcha of the etzem hayamtif. So this is the fourth leg in our journey, And the God, in His tremendous, tremendous rachmanis and ahava, has allowed us to come this far. And be'ezer Hashem yisborach b'ratzos Hashem darkeinu, anachnu namshich b'mahalach b'shiur haba, ve'anachnu nireh niflaot mitorat Hashem. אז תודה רבה שהאזנתם, ובעזרת השם נמשיך. שלום, שלום.